New research shows a strong link between heart disease and the way you behave. Until recently, researchers believed that many people were genetically programmed for heart trouble, but two studies find the vast majority of people with heart disease had a risk factor, like high cholesterol or smoking. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Cardiologist Umesh Coat was working as a fellow at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation when he confronted what he viewed as a medical dilemma.
Particularly within the cardiology community and the research community, there has been a belief that there is a large body of patients for which we don't know why they have heart disease, and this has really prompted a lot of investigation into non-traditional risk factors and genetics.
But what Dr. Coat saw day-to-day in treating patients was totally different. Patients who suffered heart disease had one or more of the conventional risk factors. Those factors are cigarette smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes.
In my daily clinical care, patient after patient, it was very unusual to see a patient who did not have one of these four risk factors.
So Coat and colleagues at the Cleveland Clinic examined medical records of over 122,000 patients enrolled in clinical trials over a period of 10 years. Their findings were dramatic, but didn't surprise Dr. Coat.
We found out that actually 80 to 90% of patients with coronary heart disease do have at least one of the conventional risk factors. So the large volume of patients who are thought to be without them actually does not exist.
Coat's findings challenge another conventional belief that early heart disease is somehow genetically programmed.
We actually found out that the vast majority of patients who had premature heart disease, which would be patients under the age of 45, most of them were cigarette smokers.
A second study confirms these conclusions. Researchers from Northwestern University in Chicago studied records of over 386,000 patients. They found nearly 90% had at least one major risk factor for heart disease. And that's actually good news, according to University of Alabama cardiologist Dr. John Canto. That's because many of these risk factors can be modified. Previous research shows people who maintain normal body weight, exercise regularly, and don't smoke reduce their incidence of heart disease and diabetes by as much as 80%. And Canto says doctors can be more aggressive in treating patients with multiple risk factors.
The past strategy was, okay, let's treat these guys when they have the manifestation of the disease, but let's wait till they have the disease. But by the time they come to us, it's almost too late. We waited too late. So if they have symptoms or they have a heart attack, that's too late. Let's get a little bit earlier in the treatment and address some of these risk factors.
Canto says a better strategy might be to treat individual risk factors as they occur. Many doctors are already doing that, prescribing statin drugs for patients with high cholesterol and blood pressure medication for patients with early hypertension. And that's not all, says Canto.
Keep in mind there's more to treatment than just medications. There's important things like weight loss, eating healthy, exercising, and dealing with stress, and those things go a long way.
But by far, Dr. Canto says the biggest change people can make, quit smoking. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.